You know, I read this quote from Teddy Roosevelt, who, you know, really hit it right on the head. And he said, you know what? We love immigrants. We want them in this country, but here are the rules. And it seems like there aren't any more rules anymore, Pat.
There aren't any rules. And exactly what Teddy Roosevelt was talking about is what is coming to pass. In a remarkable phrase, he said, the one thing that can really destroy this country is for it to become a tangle of squabbling nationalities. In other words, folks who come to America but don't come to become Americans, who are hyphenated Americans, who have one foot in another land and one foot in the United States, who retain loyalties to other countries and don't seek to, if you will, put off the skin of the foreign lands, as John Quincy Adams says, to become true Americans. And I think this is what many Americans fear, and this is what is happening. We have folks coming from all over the world now, millions of them illegally, into the United States, who come here to work. Many of them are hardworking folks. But the truth is, many come not to become Americans and are not assimilating. And there is no demand from our political elites, like Woodrow Wilson, like Theodore Roosevelt, that they do assimilate into the United States. And to me, at the same time, we're in the middle of a culture war. We were at war with one another over matters of morality and right and wrong and God and how life ought to be lived. That culture war going on at the same time, increasingly we're in an ethnic and even racial conflict in this country. This, to me, is the great existential threat to the survival of the nation. And that's what I talk about in Day of Reckoning. A number of crises are all coming at one time, and they're all arriving at one time in this country, and I think they threaten the existence of America as one nation and one people.
Pat, if someone had told you 15 or 20 years ago that we're going to be pushing for a North American alliance, a joint venture between Mexico, the United States, and Canada, and maybe all is one, that the currency might be changed from the dollar to the Amero in order to fight back on Europe, the Euro. What would you have said then, 15, 20 years ago, if you had heard that?
Well, you know, 15 or 20 years ago, I was working in the White House with Ronald Reagan, and I would have said, you know, that's an impossibility. The people dreaming of world government have failed. They originally wanted to put it together under them. United Nations and the International Monetary Fund and the International Court at The Hague. And I would have said, we've defeated that. That's not going to happen. But there is a new powerful forces, I think, that are at work in this country and outside this country to put an end to the United States as a independent, sovereign, unique, different nation. And these forces, what makes them so powerful is that these forces include many of the most 100 most powerful economic entities on Earth, which are global corporations, which seek the erasure of all borders so that goods and people can move back and forth, so that all laws can be harmonized. And these forces are looking ultimately toward a world in which there is a single, what they call global governance. In other words, a transnational unit like the European Union, over the entire world. You now have it over Europe, the EU, and they're seeking to have that over the United States of America, Canada, and Mexico. And the idea is that of a North American Union, where we merge our country with Mexico. And quite frankly, George, they are very close to success. The North American Union is embryonic more than it is anything else as an institution. But NAFTA is the basis of it. And the idea is maturing that we should, instead of putting a secure fence along the American border with Mexico, we should erase that border and let people and goods move back and forth across freely. The governor, the president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, he is much more out of the closet on this issue, much more outspoken on it. He went to speak in Europe in 2002, and he says, we want to model the North American Union on the European Union, where all borders are basically being erased and goods and people and factories and plants and things move back and forth from one country to another. So I think this project, as it were, is really maturing, and it is the way toward toward, I think, the end of sovereignty and independence of the United States.
I think you're absolutely right, Pat, and it's moving faster than I ever imagined. Who concocted this? I'm going to call it a brilliant plan, because to date, the way it's moving is brilliant. I don't agree with it, but it is brilliant. Who concocted this thing?
Well, you know, the idea of a world government, initially of a world government, has been around a long time. In my book, Day of Reckoning, Immanuel Kant, he talks about perpetual peace, and the way to achieve that is a federation of all the nations of the world. And the poem by Locksley Hall, I believe it's Tennyson's poem, talks about that, the federation of man and the parliament of the world. It's been sort of a vision. It was sought, they sought to achieve it with the League of Nations, and that, of course, failed. Woodrow Wilson was a great believer in that idea, that the United States of America should be the model for the world government, that just as the states of the Union gave up their sovereignty and independence to a national union, the federal government, and that government grew in power to the point when the states tried to break away, they were crushed in 1861. That this should be the model for the world, and the world government would bring about an egalitarian, democratic, and universally diverse single parliament of man and federation of the world. And so it's got its roots in these ideas, and it's a recurring idea, George, and it is very much a utopian idea, but it has moved men, and they're not bad men, all of them. It has moved men to try to say, this is the way for peace on earth.
Yes.
It is a substitute religion. It is an ideology. But the fact that it keeps recurring and recurring, and it comes in various forms. You see it, the idea behind Marxism, for example, of one government for the entire world. If what's happened is, since World War II, it matured in the United Nations idea. When I was young, they were saying the United Nations is the last best hope of mankind. But that, of course, failed because the United States Nations failed so dismally. But the new idea that is succeeding, and succeeding, if you will, quietly, moving on little cat's feet, is this idea of an economic union. In other words, we have free trade among all nations. And if we can achieve free trade among and between all nations, of course, we're going to have to eliminate borders, and we're going to have to harmonize all laws. The most advanced idea, or the maturation or the maturity of the idea, is the European Union, which is a model for all of these unions. And you hear talk of an Asian Union modeled on the European Economic Union, which is now rising up to the European Union and becoming a transnational government. So this idea has been maturing, but I would think basically the economic elites and the political elites of the country, many of whom no longer have loyalty or allegiance to nations, and, you know, someone said they spend more time in Paris than they do in the heart of their own country, or Tokyo or Hong Kong or Beijing or Moscow. So I think these are the forces, and many of them are at work, quite frankly, unknowingly, of the ends toward which we are headed.